Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shekha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can go to my Ko-fi link, kofi.com/boomshekha, and give me a one-off donation if you're interested. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about something really fascinating, something that I actually have thought about myself, that TC, T.C. whatever, I have no idea what that means, but he or she mentioned in a comment. And I just wanted to read the comment first. I can't speak for other INFJs, but I realized that I need problems to solve, otherwise I get bored. My brain needs something to figure out. So when things are going well, I subconsciously sabotage to create problems to solve. I don't belong in the modern world. Living is too easy. Not saying that I'd be happier starving, just saying that I'd be happier if where I was able to disconnect from everything and everyone and get back to nature. But where can I go? The human footprint is everywhere. Society will never let me live the way I want to. Some things are just not up to me. The world population is increasing every second and I'm panicking. I want to scream, get off of this planet and leave me, the animals and nature alone. All right, so there's a lot of different things going on in this comment, and I'm so grateful that he shared, shared these thoughts with us. It's so brilliant because it's exactly a lot of what is going on in my own head. And so I obviously wanted to talk about a bit of what he's talked about. Self-sabotage is a main reason, main thing that a lot of INFJs do. And I do it all the time to myself. And I really despise myself for it because it's like I'm going on the right track, right? So I'm going along, whizzing along. Everything's fine. Everything's perfect. Everything is going along all right. And I all of a sudden get into this mode where I'm like, oh my God, everything is too perfect. Everything's going perfectly well. There's something that's going to go wrong. I know there is. Before it goes wrong, I'm going to find out what it is and I'm going to fix it. And in my enthusiasm to fix something that's not wrong or that might go wrong, that will not probably go wrong, I make things worse. And then I'm like, all right, cool, yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, everything is going too fine or too well. So this is a good thing. Yeah, I'm supposed to make things wrong because otherwise, you know, it'd be going too well. And that's not possible. You know, life is not that easy. So I create problems to solve, just like TC said. We create problems to solve because our brain is also interested in problem solving. And also our brains are very smart and fast and they work through things very fast. So we get bored very easily. So we're always looking to solve problems. Sometimes these problems don't actually exist in our life, right? A lot of us, we're probably from the first world country or a developed country or from a place where we have almost everything that we need. We have enough food, we have shelter, we have enough drinking water, we have enough money that we can buy all the necessities of life. And really, a lot of us probably come from a place where we don't have anything to worry about. And because of that, because our brains are coming from a place from a long ago time, evolution-wise, where there was always something to worry about. You know, we used to be out in the open, in the jungles, in the forests, and we'd always be worried about something attacking us, always be worried about being preyed upon, always worrying about predators, always worrying about something or the other, right? And so we're not used to living in the world right now, evolutionary-wise and biologically, whatever it might be. We're not used to living in this world where everything is taken care of and we just have to sit and relax. Our brains are always thinking and always sabotaging ourselves and thinking, no, this is too good. It's too perfect. It's too easy. Life is not supposed to be this easy. We are supposed to have a hard life because, you know, in the olden times, we always used to have a very difficult life. And so our brain is trying to create problems for us to solve so that it feels all right about the fact that its life is so easy, right? I know this because I've done this to myself many times where my life is going perfectly fine. Everything's set up. Everything's taken care of. I've set everything up the way that it's automated and it's perfect. And I'll be sitting there, you know, casually reading my book and all of a sudden I'll get a thought pop up in my head saying, all right, everything is too perfect. Everything's going to be ruined. You're probably going to get a message tomorrow of something that's gone wrong. So before that happens, you have to go and fix it or you have to go find the problem, whatever that problem might be. It's like your car is working perfectly fine and, you know, it's running along and you're like, no, it can't be. My car can't be functioning so properly or so perfectly. There has to be something wrong. And then you go in and you start tinkering about and you start taking electronics out and you start taking screws out and you start ruining the car, basically. And at the end of it, the car doesn't work properly. And you're like, oh, right, that's what I was saying. I was saying this earlier. My car is not working properly. You forget about the fact that you're the one who actually ruined your car. You're the one who started tinkering with it when it didn't need to be tinkered with. You're the one who actually caused it to go wrong. But we forget about that, of course, because we're smarter than that. Also, we don't want to know that we're the ones in the wrong. And so we pretend and we forget and we fix the car. It's fine. It works again. And it's working perfectly fine. And all of a sudden we're like, no, it can't be working so fine. It's too perfect. I have to do something about it. And we start rummaging around again and we start tinkering with it and we start doing stupid things and we break it down again. That's basically how we live our lives as INFJs. We're constantly sabotaging ourselves because things are too perfect and they can't be perfect. And I think maybe this is not an INFJ thing entirely. I think this is a human being thing because I notice that my parents do this sometimes as well where they're like, oh, things are going too fine. Everything's too perfect. I need to do something about it. Otherwise, everything's going to go to shit. I have to do something about it right now, etc., etc. And I find it very easy. I'm sorry, not easy. I find it very funny because I think that I've taken on that idea from them as well. So when things are too easy, I get a little bit scared and I'm like, oh my God, what's going to go wrong next? I have no idea. I should do something about it. I can't be sitting still. I can't relax. I can't be just sitting around reading my manga. I'm sure there's something wrong in the world. So let's go find it. Something wrong in my world, because there's a lot wrong in the real world. But something wrong in my world, let's go find it. If we can't find something, let's make something up. And if we can't make something up, let's screw something up. Let's make something, let's do something wrong so that we have something to fix. And so we sabotage ourselves, and then we do something wrong, and then we have something to fix. And then we repeat the cycle over and over and over and over again, like idiots, basically. And I'm calling myself an idiot because I'm the biggest idiot here, because I do this all the time. But when you actually realize that you're doing this, I just want to slap myself in the face, because I'm just thinking to myself, what is wrong with me? Why can't I just live in this world and be happy with the fact that things are going well, that people do like my videos, they do want to watch them? Why can't I just be happy with that? Why can't I just relax into it? Why do I have to create problems? Why do I have to make up all this shit stuff that is bad? I really have to stop swearing. And so I don't understand what's wrong with me in that regard. But little by little, I'm becoming more conscious of it. I am extremely conscious of it now that I'm talking about it, and I'm glad that I'm talking about it. Hopefully you guys will become more conscious of it as well, because that's the first step, becoming conscious and aware of the fact that you're doing these stupid things. And you sit down and you realize, okay, so everything's fine, everything feels all right, my life is going on track and everything's okay. It's okay to have an easy life. Life is not supposed to be hard. I think we're told this by parents who lived in the communist times, or who lived in depression times, or lived in poverty, who were really poor and didn't have enough, and life was always hard for them. And so they transmitted that teaching to us as children. And so children, we believe that life is supposed to be hard. The truth is, life is not supposed to be hard. Life is supposed to be easy. It's supposed to go in an easy fashion. For a lot of us, actually, life is easy, but we make it hard. And we have to stop doing that. Because if we make it hard, we're making up random problems when there are actual real problems in the world for us to solve. If we stopped making up problems in our life, we could go solve those problems in the real world. But instead, we're stuck in our head, and we're stuck in our random imaginary created problems. And so we're not able to really contribute to the world in the fashion that an INFJ is supposed to contribute in. That's one of the reasons why I've stopped, as much as possible, sabotaging myself and focusing on real problems. Like, what can I talk about next with you guys so I can help you guys become more and more self-actualized? That's the real problem that I should be focused on. Not the fact that my life is going perfectly and I need to make up random problems so that I feel better about myself, so I don't feel like an elitist, so I don't feel like guilty about the fact that my life is so easy, right? Not that. I have to focus on the real problems in life, right? Because there are some occasionally, of course. So that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. I hope that this video itself will help you become a little bit more conscious of this madness, of the fact that we actually do this craziness, and hopefully you'll stop doing it, or at least become conscious of it when you are doing it and realize that it's just foolishness. You're wasting your time, and you could be focusing it on something else, something more important. Maybe solving the world hunger crisis, not entirely, but a little bit. Or maybe the hunger crisis in your neighborhood, or the homelessness in your neighborhood, or something like that. You know, focus on the real problems in the world, in your life, rather than some fake imaginary problems that you're making up because you're too afraid to have an easy life. All right? I hope this makes sense. If you guys have any questions, please do message me by commenting below. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link, or you can go to my Ko-fi link. Both of those links are in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.